crazy. Whether I'm the rough neck pepper, the maniac cracker from the justified gifts. I'm not giving up about nobody, or maybe somebody. It's cause I drop a body, the body that's up in your mouth. Ain't no force that can stop me, I'm not happy. So, but I can swell up your cheeks and your lips and your eyes. Cause I swat lies and I ignore your cries. Tell no lies. Is it true when I said that I'm plus the pride? No, I never lied. And identified bodies in the ride.
This is Radio Rubber Room. I like that. What was that?
Sounded like the police, man.
Really?
Are the cops outside?
Sound more like a kazoo.
You got a kazoo in there, Sean?
I have all kinds of arranged instruments from the third grade ensemble.
Okay. Cool. So tonight is show number 33. Is that right, Derek?
I think so.
And yeah. We have the Canary Promise with us.
We do.
Say what's up, guys.
What's happening, gentlemen?
Yo.
Yeah, feel free to use the microphones that are kind of sitting in front of you.
How's it going there, Canary Promise?
So, what's up, guys?
Not much. We obviously were prepared to put the headphones on.
All right, we're ready to do a radio show.
The magic of radio. So, do you guys want to do a little roll call? Just tell us. Not everybody has to be involved, but if you can tell us, like, how many members are in the band, what their names are, and what instruments they play.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Jeff Hartman. I am the lead singer guitarist. Sitting here to my right is Kyle Athey, guitarist. Behind me is Travis Hyatt. Travis is our drummer, and Clay, behind me too, is our bassist.
Nice.
Just playing Clay.
And how long have you guys been together?
Going on 2 years now, right?
Yeah, we played our first show. It's funny, we played our first show at Baja Bean in April of 10.
So. Okay. All right, and cool. Well, you guys have come in. You are an electric band, and you're going to do some electric music for us. We have been fortunate enough to hear you guys live. You've come out to Cafe Diem Open Stage Night twice, and you guys have definitely like killed it. So.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we try to utilize the Wednesdays. I mean, it's great. Open mic at the Cafe Diem.
Awesome. So, we've kind of like changed the game a little bit. We are trying to like separate ourselves from other radio shows. So, we talked about it. There's nothing new under the sun. I think most people would agree, but I'm not familiar with a radio show that's about music that caters for their guests. So, we've been trying to cater for our guests. So, tonight we have Gel Bites for you. I don't know. Do you guys regularly eat gel?
Sean picked them out.
Ooh. I see these at like Sheetz and stuff.
Yeah, that's where
we
got them.
I'm always afraid to try them because it's like, were they Jello? How long they've been sitting
there
for?
They're not real Jello. They're like gel. It's like flavored hair gel, I think.
Yeah, that's a good hair gel.
Dig in, guys. Dig in.
What's up? Yeah, describe it. Like, what's it? How's the texture?
It's good.
It's very silky.
Silky.
Tastes like Hair Club for men.
Oh, really? Oh, have you eaten Hair Club before? I thought I didn't know that was a gel. I thought they were implants. I was actually considering. I don't know if you've noticed my hairline is.
They are so succulent. You just put them in and they kind of dissolve, yet you can just grind them and you get fruit punch.
So they're a little soft and chewy
those
at the same time? Nice.
There's also one hot dog.
Oh, one hot dog. I figure there's four bites in that one hot dog for you guys.
So feel free.
Pass it around.
We offered one of our guests a couple weeks ago, Dane Ferguson, a hot dog, and he seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah, so. I will. Don't fight. Try not to fight against it. Okay. Before this show is over, someone will have to eat that hot dog. So we're gonna go to a break. You guys can talk amongst yourselves. Who's gonna eat the hot dog? And we'll be back to have Canary Promise.
Don't let it break up the band or anything, guys. Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Try not to
compromise.
This is it.
Cool, so we're going to play a tune, and we'll be back with the Canary Promise. What's this tune, Derek?
This is The Kindling Kind with Marvelous Things, Foolish Things.
Cafe Diem has long been known as a staple in Richmond to meet up and have a great time.
Cafe Diem.
With acts like the DJ Williams Project every Tuesday, comedy every other Monday, live music Friday and Saturday nights, and now open stage night every Wednesday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem is a prime spot to hang out with your friends, catch some quality entertainment you would normally have to pay a cover to see.
Cafe Diem.
Hungry and on a budget? Stop in and check out their $5 lunch menu every weekday.
Cafe Diem.
Cafe Diem, 600 North Shepherd Street in the Museum District of the Fan.
Cafe Diem.
Will somebody get the door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack or purse and enables you to get 45 steps or more depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking. Walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs, stairs, stairs!
Yes, yes, yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
believe. You were never right and you'll always think of me.
That was Still by the Canary Promise live here on Radio Rubber Room.
That was a really, really, really cool song, dude.
Yeah, man. Cool, I am digging these gel bites.
Oh, really? Are they good?
Yeah, man.
They look freaking disgusting.
I'm trying to say, did you guys see that catch?
Yeah, I did. That was amazing, but it took you two shots.
So. It did take two shots. Want to try it again?
Nah, man. We're on the radio. We're not on TV. Okay?
Oh. Well, I'm just going to eat it.
They can hear us. Put it in someone's mouth.
So the Canary Promise. There's like four of y'all, I guess. I can't see in that room.
There's four, Sean, yeah.
Yep, yep. So,
where did y'all come up with that name for y'all's band? Is there an actual promise that y'all have made?
To a canary?
Unfortunately not yet. It was an interesting story. Anyone who's been in a band knows you kind of just sit around and everybody farts out names and disses them. And our bassist went ahead and said, oh, you know, this thing I do with my son, you know, I gave him a canary. So if you take care of the canary, you can have a dog. And I was like, oh, that seems good. And then he was like, yeah, he didn't take care of the canary, so we didn't get him the dog. I was like, there it is.
Nice, nice. It's a cool name, man. It's a cool name.
A lot of bands with bird. A lot of bands with bird influenced names are pretty awesome.
Yeah, there's you guys are not the only Richmond band with canary in your name, which I found very interesting.
I just saw that.
Canary O' Canary is another Richmond band.
Are you guys gonna fight them?
No, we should do a split with them. It could be like the Canary O' Canary Promise Canary.
Yeah, do like a canary show.
Yeah, like some avian sort of like themed. Hour.
Yeah.
The avian flu show.
With the eagles and flock of seagulls.
That'd be cool if you guys, yeah, get the eagles on the bill. Like, do a show together.
Yeah.
Eagles, canary, what is it, canary, what was it, Dan?
Canary O' Canary.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a pretty cool band from everything I've heard. I've actually never heard any of their songs, but everybody says good things. Have you guys heard anything from them?
Actually, no. The first time I heard about them was I grabbed that RVA magazine that had the Burlesque cover, and I was like, oh, cool. I was looking at the lineup, and I was like, we're playing? Oh, that's okay. I got really scared. I was like, who booked the show? We're not. So
speaking of shows, you guys just you had a gig at the National, man. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was really fun. We played there a couple times. It seems that every time we get a new member, we break them in. Their first gig's always the National.
It's a good way to do it, you know.
Keep recycling members.
Yeah.
Throw them to the fire.
We finally have a steady lineup. I think we played the National three times, and we've had four different drummers. So it's that crazy.
Now,
so,
oh, go ahead.
Two new members as of recently.
Are,
how long have they've only been in the band? A couple months, right?
Clay, when did you come in?
May.
And Travis was last month?
August. Middle of August.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your drummer's been around for a month and a half, and your bass player, Clay, has been around for 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
Is that? So 3 months.
That's math.
Yeah, I know.
That was terrible math.
Really?
Didn't he say May? That's like 5 months. Great job.
Close enough.
Thanks, dude. Okay, 5 months. And you guys have been together for how long? You two.
I think I joined in like December 2009, something like that, a few months before our first show. The band had already been together for a few months before that.
Which, that's a funny story if you want to hear it.
Sure, man. We love funny
stories,
things.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Actually, it's kind of sweet. I've known this man, Kyle Leithy, since I was 12.
Uh-huh.
I used to hate his guts. I thought he was just the dorkiest, not good for nothing guy.
You're one to talk.
Exactly. I thought I was high and mighty on the cross as a 12-year-old.
That's how I feel about Dan still.
It was actually longer than that, wasn't it? Yeah. Like,
it was 11 or 12. But anyways, we were both big Nirvana fans. We bonded over that.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, just, I needed a guitar. I wanted to learn how to play. I wanted to do all that stuff. And I got a guitar, and I was like the guitar playing kid of our class. Then, like, for Kyle's birthday in December, he gets a guitar, and he starts playing. So
you tried to like cramp his style.
No. It wasn't that at all. It was just like, you know, coming of age at that point. You know, discovering music, discovering especially Nirvana, the bands of the '90s. This was like 1994, I guess.
Yeah.
Needless to say,
him and I bonded, and you know, we used to play, like, you know, covers of Nirvana and Smashing Pumpkins songs as, like, 13-year-olds, and, you know, we take it all seriously. And then I didn't talk to him while I was in college, and then it was weird. One Christmas Eve in 2009, I woke up thinking about him. I had this band I was putting together, and I told you, it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
It's getting hot.
It's getting hot.
So after I grabbed some water and a cold shower, I looked for Kyle Lethe. I was like, I got to find this guy. If he still plays guitar, he was amazing.
And that was
back
before
then.
Facebook and stuff, so you couldn't be like.
Actually, it was message. Facebook that got me. It was very early Facebook.
Oh.
And
the things you can do with Facebook.
Yeah, I creeped on him for a while to make sure he was someone I'd want in the band. And I Facebooked him and was like, dude, you still play? We should get together. And dude's better guitarist than me, anyone I've heard. He's great. So having him in the band kind of started it all off.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
So he joined the band after the whole.
Do you still think of him late at night sometimes?
Yeah, do you wake up thinking about him?
There are times where I fight myself, actually. Yeah. But
cold. When your girlfriend's not home.
Yeah.
Cold sweats.
Do you go to sleep at night thinking about him beforehand?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I go to sleep thinking about Travis. Probably so.
We're like Culture Club.
So tell the people a little bit where they can find you guys.
They can find us at thecanarypromise.com. We run our own website. Facebook.com/thecanarypromise. And just pretty much all over Richmond. You know, we played the National, of course, the Camel quite a bit. We're playing at Baja Bean coming up on October 15th with East Coast Secondaries.
And you've played there before, you said, right?
Yeah, it was our first gig.
Yeah, that's cool. Hope for cold weather is the only thing about that particular, because they're still doing it in the back room.
Yeah. Oh, it gets sweaty.
Yeah, when the weather's nice, man, it's hard to get people to stay back there.
Yeah.
So luckily, always book a show there in the like fall, winter time. When it's,
I never thought about that.
Chilly.
But, yeah, first show.
It should be chilly by then.
Good. Mm-hmm.
So do you guys, do you have anything like recorded? Do you have anything on the internet that people can download, or is it all live?
We've recorded four tracks. The first track we recorded, the first two tracks recorded were songs called Free Market, which we'll play later, and The Drought. The only people in that room who were on that recording were Kyle and I, and we got in a fight with our drummer, who we love now, we're good friends, but he was not in the band anymore. And we already booked recording time, so I went ahead and played drums on those songs. And that was pretty cool. And then a couple months ago, we, with our other lineup, we did War and Born Again.
So where'd you guys record?
Snake Oil Records, Dano Deckelman.
Uh-huh. Over in Manchester.
Yeah.
Across the bridge, yeah.
We got some Church's Chicken and hooked it up afterwards.
Nice.
Church's Chicken is on point.
Yeah. First time having it. It was actually pretty good.
Corner of 800 Hood Road.
Yeah. So, now that you have the new band, you guys have been obviously playing a little more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
You're really cutting your teeth on the Richmond scene at the moment.
Yeah.
When do you, obviously you have some new songs with the new band mm-hmm. members, I would assume. When do you guys start recording your next project? Or
That is right now in its infancy. Right. I think January 2012 we should at least be entering some sort of studio, have some sort of layout where we do the album. It's doing albums in 2011, 2012 is going to be different than if it was like the 90s. So
now what do you mean when you say that?
It's different. With it seems that for some reason the last, I guess when the iPods and Napsters and single downloads came in, and the albums just started sucking. I mean, there'd be a band that had two great songs and the rest of the album was all filler because the record labels signed them off of one song and said, oh, just something on there, we need to sell it one song, we make more money off an album. So I think people stopped listening to full length albums, whereas I hope I'm not too pretentious in thinking this, but I'd like to think that my music and our music is something that you sit down and listen to track for track. Like, I love those kind of albums. You know, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, it's all they do. And unfortunately, people don't do that anymore. I think they'll skip, they'll hear, see if they hear something in the first 10
seconds.
That
sounds like a really interesting thing that you love albums.
Yeah. I sit with my vinyl, and that's what I listen to. And I think the
you just made a new friend.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, you just messed up.
You and Sean should hang out and sit down and listen to music together and talk about, like, new songs.
Yeah, it'll go all night. I don't watch sports or nothing. I don't know anything about sports people. That's Kyle's forte. But, I mean, I talk about engineers, producers, and, like, musicians like they were trading cards.
Whenever somebody asks me what my favorite football team is, I'm like, Led Zeppelin. They have the best offensive and defensive line. And they don't even need special teams.
While we're on football, I just want to say, and I can't say this a lot, I'm a Bills fan, and we are 3-0.
Congratulations, and man. How long has it been like since then?
Actually, we went 4-0 like 2 years ago, but then we lost the rest.
I remember that. It just kind of fell apart.
But I'm feeling it this year. I'm on cloud 9, and thank you, guys. Thank you.
No, get behind it.
I needed it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So y'all are working on making your first album, like a themed album, a whole sit-down session of listening?
I mean, our first sort of thing was to think about, oh, what's going to make this tie in together? And, you know, our songs do have a theme, obviously. They're not all positive. It's all just whiny. Girls don't like me. Girls are mean to me. rah, 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 growing
up.
It's
the 90s influence coming through, I think.
No, it's the puberty influence.
We're all angsty.
Yeah, yeah. There definitely is an element of angst to your music. There's also an anti-establishment kind of theme to your music as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm PO'd. Can you say the P? Like,
yeah,
on the radio?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pissed off. I mean, it's just things are not how I want them. Bands aren't recording albums. The good bands that can record albums are not getting major label deals. The major labels are faltering. It doesn't, I mean, that whole system is
they're
gone.
They're kind of stuck in their old ways and not kind of changing with the times, I feel like.
Do you feel like you would go with the old school method of producing your album on vinyl?
I would love that. If I thought I had the audience right now that would listen to us on vinyl, I think that's the best. Because it forces them to sit and listen to it.
The people who like more of a personal experience these days, they are purchasing vinyl. A lot of I don't know if you're familiar with, but there's like Worthless Junk Records, which is a Richmond record company. Mm-hmm. Bucky Lewis, Black Girls, No BS.
Okay, that's where that's coming from.
Yeah, they've released some dual 7-inch vinyls, and they're trying to do more with the Richmond music scene. So, look for them. If you know anything about the record stores, do you ever go to Deep Grooves or?
Yes, I've been in Deep Groove a couple times. Play Nine, BK Music on the south side near my house. And I used to work for them, and they started doing vinyl in the last couple of years, and they're getting some good stuff. And that's where I've been getting my stuff.
These guys all live near me.
So we could hang out all the time.
Yeah, we could be chilling like in an hour and a half.
Smell a bromance.
Exciting.
Do you have beanbag chairs? Sean will only listen to vinyl in a beanbag chair.
You
should think about purchasing.
He keeps trying to steal my milk crates for his albums.
I'm definitely trying to get away from hanging out with my roommate, my grandpa, the 89-year-old man. He's like, all he ever wants to do is like change out of his wet clothes. And I'm like, dude, man, let's just do what I want to do for once.
Why are they wet?
Anyway, long story short, I'm helping him put his pants on. I don't even know.
Well, it is time to get to a song. You got one lined up here for us, Dan?
Yeah. Good idea.
Here in a second, buddy.
In a second?
Yeah.
Well, when Dan gets that all lined up, what we will be listening to will be Proverbial. They're out on their tour right now, too. Throw a little shout out to them.
Really?
They are out on their tour, hitting up some dates.
Yeah, where are they at right now, by the way?
They're heading to Chicago. They're playing in Chicago tonight. Yeah. And this is What I'm Good For.
What I'm Good For.
It's all I need. I never needed more. What I need for the beat to make me crazy. What I need for the beat to make me crazy. What I need for the beat to make me crazy. Crazy. First lesson learned. Young man taking life left with the turn. Second lesson's turn. Back to the rhythm. Watch the music while he burns. What I needed for the reggae.
this is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies are the guys to someone, Damila Dukmana, Afran and Wally Catler.
Is your normal bargain brand toilet paper too rough? Wood-like? Are you chafing or just plain raw?
Ass clown.
Are you going through gold barn or cornstarch like it's going out of style?
Ass clown.
Do you long for something more luxurious when it comes to doing your business?
Ass clown.
Well, new from Spoof Co. comes the first ever gourmet lavatory tissue. Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Is made from the finest of baby bunny fur, mixed with cashmere and mink pelts.
Ass cloud.
Each square is infused with nanocarbon fibers for ultimate strength.
Ass cloud.
You'll be down to one square, two tops depending on your diet.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Comes in scents like strawberry fields.
Ass cloud.
Mountain brook.
Ass cloud.
Alpine pine.
Ass cloud.
And old pennies.
Ass cloud.
Every square is lathered with lotion, luxuriously for that extra smooth feel.
Ass cloud.
If you have to ask how much it costs, then you cannot afford it.
Wipe your bottom like the angels do. Ass cloud.
New from Spoof Co., it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right.
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Dan action figure comes equipped with hand-to-mouth food-eating action.
I just ate, but I'm so hungry.
Throw Dan in some water and watch his belly grow two times its normal size.
Mine just pooped.
Or shake him really hard and listen to him breathe heavy like he just ran a marathon. Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoof Co. Collect all three.
Great cloth. Live the good life. Love the good life.
Great cloth is one of RVA's only hand-printed streetwear brands, and we are reaching out to you to help your ideas become wearable art. We only use the longest-lasting inks and can print on anything from Gildan to American Apparel with a 10-shirt minimum. For price and inquiries, send an email to grapecloth@gmail.com or contact us on Twitter at grapecloth. Grapecloth. Live the good life. Love the good life.
Welcome, friends. It's me, Alejandro. And you're listening to Alejandro's Fine World of Art. This time, we will be sculpting self-statues. Pick your material wisely. Marble and granite are hard, so hard, and can withstand a firm pounding. It never hurts to take a moment to admire its hardness. That's hard. Next, choose your chisel. I prefer the 8-incher because it's nimble, yet sturdy. Nimble and sturdy. Your hammer weight will depend on your endurance. I've practiced, and I can last a long time, so I prefer to start strongly with the 10-pounder, so I can whack off giant bits with each stroke. Be sure to set a mirror so you can see yourself clearly. Great Scott, I'm beautiful. Decide which position you will set yourself in for the statue, and begin whacking off as much as you can. The finer details require finesse and caring. Caring and finesse. It is crucial to determine the best spots to place the chisel, then pound the stone. Pound it with all your might, deeper and deeper. Pound it, don't quit now. Pound, pound, pound. Get in there, don't be afraid. Remember, it is not about how fast you finish. It's about the caring you show your piece. You have a great love for it because it is yours.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room.
on naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
It's a Free Market Baby by the Canary Promise live here on Radio Rubber Room. Good job, guys.
Thanks.
Good job, yeah.
We did a new intro for that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just for our radio show?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
That was the first.
Well, we hear I don't know, this is kind of in general, but it seems like every band around here is just so happy and upbeat and using major chords. Uh-huh. So we figured we'd just down it like a lot and make it creepy.
I'm digging your guys' sound. I mean, every song I've heard from you guys, I've definitely been feeling it's got that. I mean, I like to laugh and joke. I grew up inspired by the grunge scene, and so I too am full of angst. So I feel I can definitely relate to that angsty, kind of a grimy sound.
He's always like, Mom, I don't want to clean my room.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone with half a heart should be angry at the music scene right now. It's just, it's terrible.
Actually, see, I have a different perspective of it. I think it's ripe for the picking.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's the fall of the evil empire. I mean, the corporate record label, they are wounded.
Yeah.
They're not making any money. I mean, things like Napster and the internet in general has changed the way people consume music. It's also changed the way that people, experience music. Like you were saying, you feel like it's more forced. I disagree with that. I feel like because the consumer nowadays, cherry picks certain songs, no matter how many good songs you have on the album, they're going to pick their one, two, or three favorite songs, put it in their iPod mix, and that's how they consume their music. It's ripe for the picking. I think people are eventually, very soon, going to get more inspired to experience and feel music. Back when I grew up with tapes, as you guys did too, you were forced to. It was inconvenient to fast forward.
Oh
yeah, one.
And you'd miss it.
I listened to the whole album. I mean, if I bought a tape, I heard it several times, man. So I
or you'd record off the radio.
Yep.
And
make mixtapes for your girlfriend or your guy friend, depending on your preference.
I used to record off MTV.
Oh, like the audio?
Yeah, I was so broke growing up. I mean, my family was pretty poor. We took our radio. I'd take the boombox of my sister's and, press record and, turn up, the Boyz II Men video. Like, Mom, don't talk. I'm listening to Boyz II Men.
That's not poor at all. Yeah. I lived in total poverty when I was little, and I would have to record myself doing a version of the song. Do it later.
The End of the Road would have sounded way better. I would like to hear your version.
Thanks.
Cool. So it's a Free Market Baby. I mean, elaborate on that.
Well, that was the first song I wrote for this sort of project. I went to college. I kind of just put music on the back burner. I played drums for some jam bands. I didn't have time for a band. I had to do college. I had to get my job. I had to get my stuff straight. And once I did, I was kind of breaking up with my girlfriend at the time, who wasn't kind of going the same place as I was. And I realized I loved her, but it's kind of not working, and I got to start thinking about my future. So we were breaking up, and I had the lick. I had the thing going, but I didn't have any lyrics. And then once we split, I just, blah, on there. And then it's about, trading love for finances, and we're a capitalistic world, and it's a capitalistic society, and the irony is that, I have pretty much a white-collar job, so.
I
am the man.
Can I borrow a couple bucks? Because
I think we should cater to
I made the
ourselves.
Opposite choices in life.
Yeah.
I
had a lot less fun, for what it's worth.
We'll talk later. All right.
I mean, life is ironic in general. Yeah. I mean, usually I feel like we're almost like herded into the specific direction, and it's either sink or swim. Like, you came from impoverished beginnings. Mm-hmm. I had kind of, a poor existence too. So
that whole phrase sink or swim, it really doesn't sit right with me because I'm more of a floater.
Floater drown.
I just float.
Laissez-faire. It's French for sink or float.
Huh?
but it seems like we're all herded into the specific direction, and how would you really be inspired to write songs that are more angsty, that are more fed up with corporations, or you find some sort of a corporate edge to look at love too, or how it's kind of pushed you in a certain direction, if you didn't experience something that made you feel that way specifically?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I didn't sit down and say, oh, I'm going to write a song about my ex-girlfriend and how she broke my heart and how I messed it up. It's just, they kind of, I never sit down and do that with the song. They just kind of happen. The lyrics just happen. If they rhyme, good. And then it's like subconsciously. And then I look down at the lyrics. I'm like, oh, this is pretty depressing. Pretty angsty. I think it's just naturally something I have, which I wish I didn't have. I wish I could record the sweetest love song, the most truest positive emotions. It's just not in my blood right now.
Now, why do you think that is? I mean, is it, you said blood, is it genetic or is it experience?
I don't know. I mean, the Hartmans are kind of stubborn people, and a lot of them are dead, so I think it has a lot to do with it. Like the Bill Hicks kind of, you get so angry, it probably consumes you. But
have you ever tried bloodletting?
That's actually on course for this whole album. Maybe that's what the album's about.
That's awesome, dude. That's
you guys are like hardcore. You guys are like in tune.
Yeah,
you guys are like kindred. Same weird. Page. Can Sean join the band?
Yeah. We could use all the help we can get.
If I joined the band, I would be out of this gas chamber room.
He's really good at playing records. He's also excellent at playing the food. So
yeah,
he could always eat on stage to your. You guys could set up a table with like the plaid red checkered what's it called? Tablecloth.
Yeah.
And you could just like bring out like a massive thing of spaghetti, and while your whole performance is going on, he's got a lobster bib and he's like shoving his face with food.
It's like that scene from Stand By Me.
there is a video, if you want to see it, of me eating a burrito.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I love burritos.
Riveting stuff. Yeah.
Speaking of food, Travis has been eyeballing the hot dog. Do you want it? You can have it.
Dude, kill it, man. It's all you.
It's all
give
you,
it to Travis.
Travis.
We're giving this hot dog that Radio Rubber Room have generously donated to the Canary Promise our drummer, who's
a
drummer, so he needs to be fed.
He does.
Looks like it is a hot dog. I don't know if it's kosher or not. You good?
He's a growing boy.
So there's onion, there's relish, and
I see mustard.
They are all beef.
Mustard and ketchup.
Smell that.
There may be a Twizzler in there. So.
Oh, he wants the wrapping for a plate.
I don't
want to
get onions.
He doesn't want to get onions on. Yeah, he's definitely a drummer for our band.
It's got relish.
Yeah, that's tough to explain.
What's that? He wants to know, is it sweet relish or dill relish?
What's that stain on your drum head?
Dill relish is the best.
Is it dill? Is it dill
no,
or
it's
sweet?
Sweet?
It's sweet. And sweet relish goes really well with gel bites. If you'd like a side of gel bites, or you can put it directly on the hot dog.
In an unrelated manner.
All right, suck it all one bite because you got to experience all worlds in one.
Hey, wash it down with some Monster.
Speaking of which,
he did it.
Yeah, we have our friend.
Did he just eat it in one bite?
He ate the gel bite. How is it, dude?
Still got his mouth full. Hold on.
Come on, man.
He wants to know how it is.
Dead air. Come on.
He's enjoying it. I'll just do play by play. He looks like he likes it.
Is he wincing?
Is he wincing
over there?
It went from a wince to a, like kind of like a smirk, like a grin. Like, yeah, this is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I don't know if you know where that hot dog is from. It's actually from Sheetz, and Yeah, you know what happens when
they don't
you
pay
eat...
us to say that either.
You know what happens when you eat food from Sheetz, right? You get the Sheetz.
Delicious Sheetz.
That's nice. In an unrelated matter, we do have some other guests here in the show.
We do. We have quite a few.
We have Ryan Crenshaw, my man. He doesn't know we're talking about. Yeah.
All three of his dogs.
He's always got an entourage with him. Some beautiful bitches.
Yes, specifically. This time he brought three. Three dogs.
So there you go. What's the itinerary like, man? Two girls, one guy.
Yeah.
So
I like that. Just traveling with a pack of dogs.
We also have Scott Porter. Derek and Scott go way back. I've known Scott for several years.
I just met him. He told me in the parking lot about he's got a kid on the way, like a week or two, any time now. You're barely showing, which is good.
Barely.
You know, it's tough. It's tough to hide that kind
of thing. It's funny. I actually knew Scott from when I was a kid, too.
Huh. It's like a reunion. We've had a couple of recent shows where it's only been one guest, too, so this is like a full house for us. This is good. It's like,
this is really good.
Yeah.
It's making up for several other weeks as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. So we're almost done with the first hour, man. So refresh everybody. I know you guys have – it's thecanarypromise.com.
Yep, thecanarypromise.com. And everything is done through the band. You know, if you buy one of our MP3s, it's done through us. Every cent goes to us.
Okay.
We cut out every middle person we could. I mean, I'd even pay for website spaces. You see the banner of GoDaddy.com on the thing. So
middlemen don't need anything.
Oh, so you guys don't use iTunes?
No.
Oh, nice.
It's funny because we're actually at a crossroads where they really want to use it. I don't. And it's funny. Everyone I talk to is just like, you should use iTunes. You should use iTunes. And I guess the stubbornness in me makes me almost not want to do it just for that. But I think that iTunes is – they take a lot from bands.
You don't want to end up a human centipede either.
Yeah. Oh, such a great episode. Yeah. Never, I just have this resistance to it. I don't – you know, they
– Well, it is a double-edged sword, you know, because, I mean, they take money from us and, you know, get our music to distribute. And the great thing is that, you know, it's very easy for the consumer to find a lot of music. But it's also really difficult for them to find the good music, I think.
Yeah.
And that's the downside to iTunes. So if they just go straight through us, then they know what they're getting. They don't have to wade through anything. They know where to go to get it.
Well, it's like the compromise that you make in life. I mean, you know, even though you're kind of angry with the system, as I think most people in this station are, you have to kind of compromise with it. Either that or you're going to live in the woods. You're going to have to, like, whittle your own house. And
that sounds kind of Unabomberish.
How long would it take to whittle a house?
No idea, man.
Like a log house.
If you have enough jackets, you don't really even need a house.
No.
We'll see. It's going to be interesting. I mean, there's actually a really cool vibe in Richmond right now that I've been, you know, listening to music for a while in this town, and there's actually finally, like, support. Like there was not this 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I when y'all told me you had a radio show that you actually let local bands on that, you know, without discriminating, I was just like, really? And that's kind of the whole nature of choking Derek and Daniel.
Yeah, you're making him, you're killing
him. I choked on a Jell-O Bob.
It's dangerous.
Well, cool, so, man. We've got to go to a break, right?
Yeah, man. Let's take a break.
We'll come back and we'll pick up right there with the local music scene.
Here's an angsty this band is, for you, man.
I was
going to
say that. You took the words right out of my mouth. Stop doing that. Those are my words.
Blind Spot.
Blind Spot by Opposite the Satellite. Also very angsty.
Yeah.
Very angsty.
Good. Get into it.
My eyes burn, face on the ground again, and my eyes burn, man on fire in transistor mode.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
Every time I the bitch back to the rubber room.
are back here on Radio Rubber Room with the Canary Canary Promise here in the station with us.
Now, Derek, you used to have a speech impediment growing up, correct?
I did.
And sometimes it's really hard to tell. Like, if you didn't tell anybody, they probably wouldn't notice. What was it like having a speech impediment?
You got to roll through it.
Uh-huh. You said that it was a lot of fun. You used to actually make money off of your speech impediment, correct?
I had a buddy. He's actually my most recent drummer in the last band I was in.
Uh-huh.
And we're still talking. You know how that goes.
Yeah. Like,
you know. But he used to pay me money to name all the candy in the snack machine.
Yeah.
Think that through. I had a lisp, by the way. Yeah. You remember that, Scott? Scott, yeah. Back in the day.
It's a little bit brilliant, actually.
Yeah. So
cool. So, and today, once again, as almost every week, we also have the hottest woman I know without a speech impediment. Simon's mom.
Thanks, Dan. That's really sweet.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Simon's mom. Simon's mom, I got to tell you something, because I know you like to play around and tell everybody that I gave you some kind of a rash before, but
it wasn't some. It was a bad one.
Well, that's funny, because do you know what tonight is? Tonight's a very special night for me.
What's that?
Very special night. Tonight is the last night of me being a non-virgin. I am about to be re-virginized tomorrow. So
364 days.
Are you going to have some sort of ceremony?
I was thinking about maybe sacrificing a small animal of some sort or something like that.
We don't want to be participants in any kind of sacrifice.
No animal sacrifice.
That's
I love
not
animals.
Nice, Dan.
You know I love animals. You know what I do to the cats, right? So, anyways.
So we're going
to
have a pledge drive.
So how does that work? Like being born again, what is it? It's a year?
I don't know. Yeah, I think 1 year.
So you remember the date?
I do.
I don't know how you do it.
Write it in your diary?
No, man. It was last year when we did the Oktoberfest.
You wrote it in your diary.
It's
in your diary.
It's okay. No. Okay, I wrote it in my diary. It's called a blog now, though.
Hey, Dan, we'll talk, okay?
Okay.
We'll
talk. Are you gonna help me out here? Because
you know I'm a giver. Dude.
You are a giver.
I don't even know how you can do it. Like, I feel like it must have been like 5 o'clock for me, and I'm like already like, what the heck? This is out of control.
Right.
I'm very angsty. The music is filling me. You know, I just am trying to keep a level head about it.
Why'd you decide to stand? You know, were all like lounged earlier. Now you're standing up. Straight.
There's a reason of which is one of the things we can't discuss on radio that I'm standing in case I need to make a quick break.
Okay.
You'll notice my shirt isn't tucked. Right now, Sean, you're silly. Hey, thanks for doing my show picks earlier. I was busy earlier. Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out under my desk. They're very neat and concise. There's only three of them, but
especially considering he has the sheets. So
that's what happens when you eat a cheat.
All right, do you want to, Simon's mom, for the Canary Promise, you guys might not know, but she comes in every episode, and she does show picks with us.
I love music.
Yeah,
well, I can see
music.
Why.
Yeah, she really loves music. See, you guys are kind of new to the scene, but if you ask any of the old, you know, bands, I mean, even as far back as the 60s, or the 70s, I'm sorry, you're not that old.
I used to tour with the Dead, and I know them very well.
So, when AC/DC came to town, Bon Scott would...
Love ACD. Yeah, we hung out. You know.
Yeah.
She has several global acts in her cell phone.
Yeah,
right?
Simon's mom. About that, Bon Scott or Angus Young? What do you think? I don't like to pick favorites. You know that. Okay. But as far as my picks for this week, tonight's an exciting night. There's like three shows I'm trying to go to. Downbeat Switch at Cafe Diem. Dream Machine at City Dogs. You know, I love the Dream Machine, because, you know.
I know.
And then the Kindling Kind at Honey White's. Can I ride with you, Sean? You get better gas mileage than my van. I do get, like, 46 miles to the gallon. My car's Canadian, actually. Crenshaw pointed it out, so it's more like 70 kilometers.
How do you know it's Canadian?
It says manufactured in Canada.
Oh.
On the brass plate on the engine.
It's a nice. Honda?
It is a Honda. It's the Canadian version. Either way, I'm riding with you, Sean, tonight, okay? Yeah, we will coast all around town. I got, like, 1 liter of gas. So, Monday night at the Camel...
Well, hold on, before we get into that. Now, if you could only pick one of those shows, Because I know that there's plenty of people out of the one person that's listening, that would be Travis's mom, that might only be able to go to one. Which one would you go to, Simon's mom?
That's not fair, Dan.
I think it's completely fair. I'm making you choose sides here.
No. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, which one, how long has it been since you've seen each band? When was the last time you saw Downbeat Switch?
Last Saturday.
Air Circus.
Last Saturday.
Oh, yeah, it was at City Dog.
And when was the last time you saw The Kindling Kind?
Two Saturdays ago.
And we also saw Dream Machine last Saturday, too.
Last Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to bounce to all three of them tonight?
That's what I do.
All right. Yeah, that is what you do.
We're going to catch them setting up at one place and tearing down at another.
Simon's mom, you get around the music scene.
All right. Can I get to my picks, Dan?
Get to them.
There's only three. Sean only gave me three.
There was three right there, the tonight ones.
Okay. Monday night at the Campbell, $5. Go check out Ghost Owls, Star and Micey, and Ear Theory. That's Monday, October 3rd.
Yo, Ghost Owls. I know somebody in Ghost Owls, man. We go way back. Mitchell, man. He used to play bass in freestyle.
Did either of you guys see Ghost Owls?
No, I didn't.
You saw them the other...
I've seen them. They're a really groovy band.
Yeah, they're going to be on the show in like a month or so.
Awesome.
Yeah. Month or shows.
I saw him with the Kindling Kind 2 Saturdays ago.
Can I finish? There.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
There's
just
only
relax.
Three. I can't even get through them.
I feel like Canary Promise's angsty music tonight has like made everybody like high strung.
Hormonal.
Hormonal. Yeah, yeah.
They just groaned. They didn't appreciate it.
No, I feel bad.
You just made them angstier, Dan.
All these dogs yourself, are making
mission
me
accomplished.
All these dogs in here are making me feel real primal.
We're gonna like break stuff out. All right.
So Wednesday night at Balasso, No BS Brass Band. They're a great band. I love those boys. And also your guys' night at Cafe Diem. And I saw you. I did see you guys there this Wednesday. You guys played a set this Wednesday.
Oh yeah, we saw you front
great.
Row.
That was great, boys.
She gets crazy. It's crazy because you guys came out staggered 1 week, then you didn't come out 1 week, then you didn't come out the other week.
Yeah, it's been cool for us because we're able to kind of test material out there and say, hey, what's working, what's not. So we have a new song, we'll bring it, and it's like, oh, they really.
So let's go to Cafe Diem and play some crap tonight. We'll just see.
Stand-up comedy.
Let's smash together.
Sean, I loved your jokes, by the way, too. Great job, buddy. That was great. That was great, Sean.
Thank you.
Then October 7th, Thursday, also at the Campbell, $5. You can see Black Girls, The Trillions, and Jenny Bessettes. Jenny Bessettes. Yeah.
You kind of read like Derek does. Did you? You guys went to the same high school?
Huh? Yeah, but I went much earlier.
Hey, Simon's mom, say all right, all right.
All right, all right. Sean, stop winking at me.
How's it going? How's it going?
Derek, how do you feel about this?
About what?
About Sean making a joke out of you with Simon's mom.
He's making fun of me or Simon's mom?
He's making fun of you.
I actually am working on a remix tape. It's pretty much like Lil Wayne's Yeah, but it's Derek's All Right.
It's a pretty cool song. All right, what else do you got, Derek?
That's all Sean wrote down for me.
All right, cool,
did your
man.
Voice just drop?
All right, speaking of shows, man. You guys said Baja Bean, right? I don't remember. I don't recall if you had a date for that.
Yeah, it just got recently booked with our best friends, the East Coast Secondaries, at Baja Bean, October 15th, Saturday.
Is there a cover?
No, it's free.
No cover, and
that's more money for burritos, Sean.
Now, even though it's free, I mean, Simon's mom likes to be on the VIP list. Most of the bands in Richmond put Simon's mom on the VIP list. I mean, what's
I'm
up?
Pretty good with working around the door, guys. Too.
That was who was on the list. We didn't know who that was.
Wow. So you guys don't mind hooking her up, right?
Oh no, she's great.
Yeah, we can make something work.
Thanks, guys.
It was crazy. I worked the music fest, and we had spoken about me making sure she gets on the VIP list, and she made it very clear to me that I don't have to worry about that. She'll be on the VIP list. Sure enough, I get there, like 14 of the bands, and there were only 10 bands performing. Like 14 people put her name on the VIP list. So,
well, she was who Joe's Garage was written about. So. Yeah.
Really?
<Huh.
laughs> Nice, nice.
That was a Frank Zappa reference. Cool. We're on the air right now. Moment of silence. Ready?
Do you want to tell us what's up with the song, Derek?
Oh, is that my job now?
Yeah.
Nah, this is Dead Man's Tongue by the Dream Machine.
Oh, yeah. I love this song.
Holler.
And separates the people, divides all the land like water from the sand and sand through the glass. Far side future, the near side past. Dead men's words are etched in stone. The songs of war heroes still protecting their homes. And against all of these, one man stood alone and said, tear down these walls, we cannot stall. There's no hope for us until they fall. Justice for all, justice not law. Six men stood to answer the call. One man short and one man tall. Three men young and three men old. One man brave and five men bold. One man fat and one man thin. The only thing in common was the color of skin. The man they call kin and their measure of sin. With one tongue they recite unto him. They say, you don't belong, you are not strong. Crowd gathered round the man stood alone. One man strong but six men stones. One man grown and six men grown. Six well known, the one well known. And everybody knew that the seven were kin. And the only thing in common was the color of skin. And the fire within him, it burned to his head. There were flames on his voice when he finally said, these words I've hung here in my lungs, like the splinters on a dead man's tongue.
Zamzam with Al Qaeda suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Hi, I'm Chris Manzelli, and I'm the frontman for the hit multi-platinum record-selling band, Midnight Venture. As a rock star, I know it can sometimes be hard trying to control myself while being ravaged by thousands of coked-up topless groupies. That's why I endorse the Chastity Condom.
Motherfucker!
The Chastity Condom, new from Spoofco. The Chastity Condom is the only 100% effective male prophylactic on the market.
Jesus Christ on a 2x4!
Completely eliminate the threat of both unwanted pregnancies and STDs.
God, this really hurts!
The Chastity Condom is specially designed by lesbian scientists to prevent further procreation and male sexual stimulation.
I gotta get this thing off!
The Chastity Condom is green technology that proudly boasts construction from used and discarded rat trap scavenged from trash heaps around the world.
Okay, I think I got it. Son of a bitch!
Endorsed by the Vatican, the Chastity Condom is the only prophylactic that is an effective cure for chronic masturbation.
Oh, why did I do that?
The Chastity Condom, new from Spoofco.
I think I need an ambulance.
Although Christopher Manzelli does own several guitars, he is not an actual rock star. No actual rock stars were injured in the making of this commercial.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Wanna burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
Go to your mom.
Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Do you live in constant fear of having your nipples pecked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant.
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins.
Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection.
See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecks of steel. Ding, ding. Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, two goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan McRamirez.
For three easy installments of $9.99.99,
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes. Do you wrong? People misunderstand you.
Nothing by the Canary Promise live here on Radio Rubber Room. And Jeff is so full of angst while playing that song, he ripped his headphones out of the headphones amp.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice. Have we plugged them back in for him?
We're going to work on it. We're going to work
nice,
on it.
Nice, nice.
So, yeah, I guess. You're not plugged in.
Yes. Yeah, they played it twice at DM, as a matter of fact.
And that's a new one, right, guys?
Brand new, yeah.
Yeah, first performed live at the National in September.
Is that the first official recording here at Radio Rubber Room of that song?
Yeah, no, that's as official as it gets now.
I'm surprised you guys don't have you consulted the sound guy at the National about recording your live show?
Oh yeah, we've done that. It's helpful for us because we more use it like a training tool. It's like, oh, we did this. You know, we try to analyze our parts and what's working because it's very gives us an objective view of the.
It's not always a great sound quality coming off the board.
It's give or take. I mean, it's definitely better than, you know, putting a mic in your living room and recording sound.
Sometimes.
So during the last break, I was talking to Scott outside, and looks like he only lives like, I guess.
My name's Jeff.
Jeff.
Sean's name.
Best friend.
Didn't we just introduce each other?
Yeah. Well, yeah, go on.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Yes, Jeff.
You're the guy that I just talked
to. We're only an hour and a half in, but he's got your name.
Yeah, we live next to each other, right?
We just met each other. But, definitely, like, within the same area, you know, the 50s neighborhood.
Now, Sean, you were telling me during the break you liked the Canary Promise so much you wanted to start a cover band of them.
Oh, yeah, I did.
What was the name?
The cover band, if you're thinking about joining a Canary Promise cover band, I'm starting one. It's called the Seagull Compromise.
Wow. I'm honored.
And it's mostly, like, I want it to be, like, interpretive. Like, instead of me playing lead guitar and singing, I play recorder.
Huh.
I cover y'all's jams on the recorder.
You're going to have to learn how to play recorder.
You got my approval.
Great. I'm a masterful recorder player.
Really?
Yeah, I picked it up in third grade.
Because you had to.
Yeah, they gave me one out of the dishwasher that year, and I was like, ooh, this is the best.
Is that the one you're still playing?
It's the same one.
Excellent. I still have mine.
I've made several out of things that I find in dumpsters ever since then. You never know what's going to make a good Mach 2 recorder.
Like, I didn't find any dinner, but I did find something to make a recorder out of.
You get different sounds out of, like, aged things. Especially if they've been aged in, like, discarded vintage meat and vegetables or something like that.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. So we left off in the last hour, guys. We were talking to you guys about the Richmond music scene.
Yeah.
And you definitely seemed like you had more positive things to say about the Richmond music scene than the music scene overall, it seemed like, at least.
Yeah,
or where it's headed, anyway.
If you look at the history of this town and, like, rock music or any kind of music, it's like we almost get there. Like, we had, like, Fighting Gravity, who, like, won, like, when they were Boy Oh Boy, they won, you know, Star Search. And then, you know, they got a record deal. And it's like, I mean, of course you have, like, the Cracker, the Caper Beethoven thing going
on.
That's pretty
Gore.
Good. Gore, well, yeah. But relatively all underground stuff. I mean, I think we have what it takes here to make, like, a really neat scene, like the Haight-Ashbury or the Seattle scene in the 90s.
Yeah.
No, if that happens and it's all positive, is that going to change your guys' sound or style at all?
Oh, no. I always go against the grain. Just do it.
Yeah, that's what I believe. I mean, you know, no path was... I mean, everybody talks about, this is what's cool, this is what's hip, this is what people are into, this is what they're buying. But that started somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
And it started with somebody, you know, playing a song live and people going, oh, this is really cool. And those people going out and telling everybody, this is really cool. Next thing you know, the grunge scene had blown up in Seattle.
Absolutely. And from supportive people, like, in this radio station right now, I mean, we have, you know, five people here outside of the band that are just here for music and here to support everyone else.
Now you're making us blush, man. Thank you.
You will not only see us trying to make it to y'all's shows, but also hanging outside your window.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially if you only live 100 yards away.
Watch out for this guy.
Just a tip.
Watch.
Don't give him
exact
address.
Jeff, look at me. Watch out for this guy. All right?
Okay.
I blend in well with bushes.
He just kind of shows up here every week.
He could hear us from 100 yards away at practice, I think.
If y'all don't lock the door to this radio show, anybody can wander in.
He's total sociopath.
He got the job just to get close to me. He's like, I'll be on Radio Rubber Room.
I'll entice him with this hot dog.
The sense of sheer panic that has been veiled over your face since I brought that up.
He leads me to a van by saying, "Oh, I got some record. I got some cool 7-inches in the in the van."
Sure, he doesn't have a van. He has a Honda. But so, and another thing I wanted to ask you guys about, the first time we talked, Jeff, you were telling me about the TV show you guys do, or
produce.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's we call it TCP TV, kind of like MTV. It's the joke. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to just do something, and it's a way just for us. It's cathartic because we're able to just see how we look, how goofy we are, we play, and just and you can hear things that are working or not. But we wanted to somehow get. Because you have the people who want to see you, but they can't. And then, of course, we know people all across the country. So we figured, hey, let's go ahead and set up this thing. It could be bad. It could be good. We'll just set it up, see what happens. And we get some viewers, and you're able to, like, type in stuff to us. Like,
yeah, there's a chat room. We can interact with them, if take requests, or they can tell us if something sucks.
Oh, yeah. We get a couple people in there.
A couple? So you guys have more viewers or listeners than we do already. So
video kills
thank
the
you,
radio
by the
star.
Way. Thank yeah. you, Travis's mom, for listening. Thank you very much.
And his grandma.
Hey, hi, Mommy. Hey, Mom.
Are we giving
your
away
grandma's
hi, Travis's
listening?
Mom.
Your grandma's listening because this show is definitely not age-appropriate for her demographic, okay?
Just do we have any T-shirts available?
What was that?
If she spanks you with a wooden spoon after the show, I apologize. Okay.
Yeah, boy.
Do we want to try and give away a T-shirt here in the last?
Yeah, sure. If anybody's listening, you got like about 25 minutes, you can call in 798-1010. You will get a free Radio Rubber Room T-shirt.
And not the kind we made with Sharpies either. Yeah, these are actual real T-shirts. Yeah.
Provided by Grape Cloth, no, actually silk-screened.
No armpit yellowing as of yet.
It's the fabric of our lives.
As opposed to our old T-shirts that were pre-worn.
Your second one looks super nice, Derek.
Yeah. Derek has had two. I haven't even gotten one either, Sean, because apparently we have to special order the size fat.
Me and Dan are told that we're going to have to share one.
That was mean, Dan.
So 798-1010, the Canary Promise has requested a T-shirt, and we tell them, hell no, because we want a listener to call in and get it. 798-1010. Please, please call in if you're listening. All right, cool. Let's take a break now, and we will play a song.
Yeah. Up next, we've got Psychobilly Cadillac, and this is Out of Mind.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Are you a human male or female between the ages of 0 and 100? Do you require food to sustain yourself? Have you ever spun out of control while running after slipping on a piece of yellow rubbish someone disposed of on the ground? Does the thought of bananas terrify you, excite you, or neither? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, then you likely suffer from a condition called banana disease.
Banana disease? What's that?
Not much is known about banana disease, but what is known is most likely everyone in the world suffers from its symptoms, and they will definitely die at some point in the near or distant future.
Banana disease sounds scary. What causes it?
It is scary. You see, although no evidence has ever been discovered that banana disease is real, we at SpoofCo are convinced that one day, banana disease may or may not be responsible for wiping out the entire human race.
Well, hi, I'm Jim, and I think I am certain that I may or may not suffer from all or some of the symptoms of banana disease. I'm not sure, but I don't want to die from banana disease, because if it's real, it sounds painful. I feel, with the advances in modern science, that we should be able to come up with a preemptive solution for banana disease.
Since no one has ever done a study, there is no reputable information to argue against the existence of banana disease.
I'm Steve, and after I listened to Radio Rubber Room, I was a little concerned that I might have banana disease. So I went and saw my doctor. He called me a moron and told me that there's no such thing as banana disease, but I'm still worried that one day in the near or distant future, I might die.
One out of one medical practitioners that we surveyed agree that it's possible a doctor with the last name Banana might one day discover a disease. Don't let banana disease ruin your life. Educate yourself at naked-jester.com.
Banana disease, it may or may not kill you.
New from SpoofCo, it's Radio Rubber Room Action Figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Derek action figure transforms into a solar-powered Prius that shoots hacky sack projectiles.
Take that!
The Derek action figure comes pre-programmed with catchphrases like,
"If it's yellow, let it mellow."
And,
"I never use soap, brah. It's bad for the environment."
Each Derek action figure comes with a bottle of cactus juice.
Feel the healing power of the cactus fruit, man.
He won't shut up about,
"I'm totally gonna have sex with this juice."
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from SpoofCo. Collect all three.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Did they fashion you with makeup, baby? And what they're playing on the radio? Were you born for cheapness? A different version of what we've heard before. We're at war. Is it really you that's staying here? Or is it something that's worth fighting for? We're at war. We're at war. We're at war. Now tell me. Were you born for cheapness?
The Canary Promise.
Wow, man. I love that song. Love that song. What about you, Derek?
I dug it. You want to tell us a little bit what that one's about?
Yeah, it's kind of taking on two meanings. Once again, it's one of those things that kind of tells itself, but I think one of the reasons that music's not doing so well right now is because of corporate radio. And we're at war with the corporate radio basically now, because they play whatever they tell them to play. They'll never play that song on the radio.
I beg to differ, man. I think that's your guys' single. I think you guys are going to be big stars. I mean, it's the irony, right?
May I point out, it was just played on the radio.
Yeah.
Touché.
Yeah, we gave it to 102, and they were just, I think they don't want to play it.
They wouldn't even play it for a local exposure?
No.
They played our old stuff, but not that one. They're like, this sits too close to home.
Like, let's play Free Market. That's one not about us. But, I mean, whatever. We'll do it without them. I mean, they'll be dead anyway.
I'm trying to think. I mean, there's some band that was like, I remember some song from the 90s, I can't recall, that was on MTV, that was a stab at MTV. I can't remember what it was.
There was that Dead Kennedy song, MTV Get Off the Air.
Yeah, but were they playing that on the... Did they have a video for that?
I think they did. That was the whole thing. Like, it was like, hi, I'm a radio VJ. I'm all hopped up on Quaaludes. MTV Get Off the Air!
Hey. Don't say bad things about Quaaludes.
I don't think they even make Quaaludes anymore, man.
No, I tried finding another... yeah, I can tell you. No, they don't. They're all bunk.
But yeah, so... And you were talking earlier, kind of on the break, about battles of the bands and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and it not being a healthy thing for maybe a music scene.
Yeah, I really don't think they are. I think they make clubs a lot of money because you have to sell tickets, and that's how you get your votes.
Yeah,
you know, you beg enough of your family members to show up and pay $10 a ticket, and don't get to see a dime off that, and then you win the battle of the bands to open up for some other band, and it makes you like, you know, it's like, oh, they won, we didn't. And, you know, no one likes to lose, and I don't blame anyone for being mad, and I just think that it's you know, they need to work together, not against each other.
Well, music should not be a competition.
Yeah, I agree, but there is a such thing as healthy competition. I mean, if you have a competitive spirit to you, competition can be a really good thing. Now if you play dirty. Mm-hmm. If you don't have, even though you're competitive, if you don't have any sense of team, because really, realistically, all the musicians, everybody in the music scene, everybody who's hungry, who's really putting in work, who would be featured on the Battle of the Bands, is really playing on the same team. It's the Richmond music
Absolutely.
Scene. So if you have no sense of team, then, you know, I don't think your competitive spirit is good for that scene. Mm-mm. But, you know, being a little competitive with other bands that you're friends with, I mean, that inspires people. You know, it makes you, you know, play a little harder.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you wrote that song? Well, I'm going to write this song.
Exactly.
It's like the Beatles in the 70s. You know, John and Paul were just neck and neck, and George was there writing cool songs. And
I agree, man. I think showcases and I think Battle of the Bands are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another way to exploit the people who are really putting in the work.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That is that capitalist mentality. It's work smarter, which I do believe in the work smarter, not harder, but when you apply it on the higher tiers, what that means is let's make everybody else work and take all the money.
Absolutely. I mean, I can tell you we haven't made... I think our biggest gig that we played, we won't say where, but I think we all went home with $20, and the club probably made bajillions because it was 21+. We invited, you know, drunks out, so they drank, and we didn't see a profit.
That's not even every show.
I wasn't even invited.
Now, you are going to come to all of our gigs now. Please.
We do practice. Please. We do practice what we preach, and we try to come out to as many gigs for other bands as possible. So
I have seen it. I mean, that's why I'm actually... You know, ironically enough, pretty positive right now about the scene because I see support, and it's like, you know what, we didn't have that, you know, a while ago, and I think that could do something. I just keep at it, don't stop. And
well, the beast is wounded currently,
yeah.
And it's up to us to keep kicking it while it's down.
And you know, the music has to happen. People want it. People need it. You know,
yeah.
It's definitely a primal need. You ask anybody, do you like music? And how many times you're gonna get a no?
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's all about what kind of music you like and everything. And you know, you ask somebody that and they're like, everything, you know? So, I mean, the market's out there. The market always will be out there. And
yeah.
It's just finding new ways to get it out there and have everyone be successful in it. You know?
Yeah. When I post my dating ads on Craigslist, I tend to like, every time I'm like, what do I like? Music? Nah, that's so tacky. But, you know, I mean, do you think if you're scouring Craigslist for a date... Like I do myself. I'm just kidding.
No, he's like, it's getting too real.
No. So if you're on like a dating website and a girl doesn't put music, do you just assume that she's like a Philistine? Or have you ever encountered somebody who maybe hates music?
No, but you get the people who like every kind of music. It's like, yeah. I like everything. Oh, yeah. Except country.
That means I barely
no,
like...
No. I like everything and country.
There you go.
That means that they barely like everything.
Yeah, they'll listen to whatever they're playing on.
There's no passion about it.
Yeah, but I'm a person who likes everything, but I have a soft spot for bad music, like particularly like bad recordings. You know, maybe like really good lyrics that just like terrible instrumentation. Is there anything like strange about your guys' musical tastes that maybe somebody wouldn't know?
I think the different makeup of what people like in the band. Kyle likes...
I mean, I've played, not to sound like a guitar whore, but everything from, like, blues, you know, old, like, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Tom Principato stuff, to metal. And I know Clay's got a huge metal influence, and Travis is very big into... What are you into, anyway?
I'm really big into Modest Mouse. A lot of my influence in drumming
cool.
comes from their drummer. Death Cab for Cutie. Queens of the Stone Age, a lot of their stuff.
It's a lot of the modern stuff, right?
This is good. You guys are getting to know because you're new. You guys just got to know each other.
We and Carrie likes yeah. like, and I like, of course. I mean, my biggest favorite bands are like Radioheads and the Pink Floyds and the more deeper rock that have like deeper cuts and just.
How many records do you have?
I probably have close to 300 now.
And I'd count them before if Sean, if you guys
yeah, count them,
out, like count them before he comes over. And
I would.
Count them after he leaves.
Listening yeah. parties.
Where's my now, Live at Roxy?
Now, you guys said Clay had a metal influence. He is a very good bass player, man. So,
oh, yeah. He is.
My he's obviously he's obviously into jazz, funk as well, because he's really good at slapping that bass, man. Where did that come from?
The slap actually came later than the other technique on the bass. I first started with just speed. My two biggest influences are Cliff Burton and Geddy Lee.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
I tried to play with a little more of a lead bass style, tend to use a little more distortion, and to just get fast and make sure all the notes had clarity to get that kind of metal prog rock sound.
Now,
hey, Clay, slap was something that came later. I mean,
was it like a Les Claypool thing? Like, did you listen to Primus and you were like, wow?
Yeah, Primus is the other big influence. Les Claypool is huge, and... I listen to him and Cliff Burton and Geddy Lee, like, all three in a row, and they have massively different styles, but they're all very good at what they do. And
how long have you been playing bass for, Clay?
5 or 6 years now.
Oh.
Now, Now, let me ask you a question, Clay. Did you know that Cliff Burton, when he had passed on, that Les Claypool actually tried out for Metallica? Did you know that?
I did know that. And, you know, now, of course, Metallica says he was too good and he should do his own thing, of course, because he's huge now. I mean, who knows what they really want.
He kind of, it's kind of art. Like, did you go see him the other night?
No, I did not go see
him. It was sold out, dude. I was there.
I saw him a month or so ago, and he's nasty. Yeah, he's almost, it's hard to be in, it'd be hard to be in a band being that good sometimes to fit in to something.
Just the royalties off the South Park intro. I mean, does he ever really have to do another show?
Robot Chicken.
But I've got some buddies you might want to check. Like this Wednesday at Cafe Diem, some friends of mine are coming out, and it's actually they play like the one guy plays a drum box, you know, the little drum box.
Oh man, they are
and
so
it's
cool.
Two bass players, and they like jam together.
I had the liberty of
they play a lot of
too.
Promise and type stuff. I think you might really dig that. If I don't know if you're heading out this Wednesday, but I definitely want
to. This Wednesday,
yeah,
when it comes to,
I'm gonna check that out. That sounds pretty sick.
When it comes to bass, I gotta give props to Flea.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Flea's really good.
The band's cheesed out, but I mean, Flea's what keeps that thing.
Yeah,
going.
I was also going to mention Flea. I mean, it does kind of start and begin with him, and I mean, he does have a tendency to coast through some records, but when he's on, he's always solid, and when he's on, he's amazing.
Like the late '90s stuff, like it was really good. Even up to Stadium Arcadium, I guess that was.
I loved One Hot Minute. That was probably my favorite Chili Pepper album.
Now, Kyle, man, you played the first time I saw you guys play. You brought out the beer bottle, man. Why didn't you bring it out tonight? I saw you brought a flask as well. So,
well, the flask doesn't work as well for slide.
More functional.
I've tried. That was actually an impromptu thing at Cafe Diem. We have a song called Born Again where I use a slide on it, and people really like it. And it was in our set, and I was like, oh, crap, I left it at home. What do I do? And it's like, I actually had a beer bottle behind, and I guess the waitress, she was doing her job, she took it from
bust the table.
I think Derek actually had to go to the bar and get me one.
Yeah, you were freaking out, man. You're like, I need a bottle! I need a bottle! And I was like, chug, chug, chug. Nah, actually, I didn't. I just found it.
Now, I gotta say,
out of the trash, but it's the best I could do. I'm sorry.
Beer bottle, I like the way you improvise. I guess the layman, they might be impressed. Me, not so impressed. I was thinking, if you really want to impress me, if you get like a really long, like curly straw, and you drink from it while you're playing, dude, that would be pretty awesome.
That would be on point.
While using the bottle as
yes,
a slide piece. Wow, man,
something to work up to.
So I mean, that's
I can go
like,
home and practice that.
Like Jimi Hendrix playing with his teeth, man. You've got the twisty straw while you're playing with the beer bottle.
You know,
try to learn how to play slide guitar with your forehead, Dan.
I could.
Two Wednesdays from now, Cafe Diem.
Dan, you wouldn't even actually. I don't think you'd even have to like wax or anything.
No, I don't have to wax.
I bet that would be a real cool sound.
All right, cool. Well, we're out of time, man. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
You guys are welcome back anytime. Record songs, send them our way. We'll keep you guys in the loop. Before we go, remind everybody, they can see you guys when?
Our next gig is at Baja Bean in downtown Richmond. It's October 15th. Go ahead and get there around 7, you know, have a good time, eat some dinner, and watch us play.
And maybe any Wednesday at Cafe Diem.
Yeah, we play Wednesdays Cafe Diem pretty frequently. And if you're a musician listening, you should just go anyway. If you don't play, at least listen. There's some
there's a lot
crazy
of talent
coming in there.
Yeah,
yeah. It's getting really fun, man. It's getting to be a lot.
Yeah, his
of fun.
Style
we've been
list,
really
guy.
Happy with it. Yeah,
yeah. Cool. And thecanarypromise.com, right?
Yep. That's where you can get all our stuff and learn more about what we do.
Cool. So check these guys out, The Canary Promise, and go see them at Baja Bean. All right, guys. Well, we're going to play one more song, and we're taking off.
All right.
And I'm kind of glad the show's over because I really have to use the bathroom.
So does Sean.
Use the one on the right, dude.
This is Get Off by Black Girls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. And it's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck
Oh, I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there was no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially. Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
WHAN, Ashland, Richmond, W275BQ, 1430 AM. And now, 102.9 FM, WHAN.